Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Jennifer, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
How did you first find Organize 365, the podcast?
Well, I have a really good friend since junior high, one of my best friends, and I kind of for the last few years have been venting to her like, oh my gosh, I can't do it all. I'm stressed out about this. You know, and she's always coming up with suggestions. And one day she was like, oh, you should check out this podcast. And so I listened to it a few days, your podcast. And then a week later, I was like, oh my gosh, the Sunday basket. And she's like, what's the Sunday basket? And I was like, okay, clearly you have your life under control. You have a Pinterest perfect house. Your kids are up and out. You do not have a need for this. But unknowingly, she turned me on to, I would say, a life-changing thing for me. So,
how funny is that? So she knew enough about the podcast to refer it, but she didn't know. She must not listen to very many episodes if she didn't know about the Sunday basket.
Well, she is now because I've told her. Okay. I told her, I'm like, it brought my anxiety down. She goes, okay, I need that.
So does she have one now too?
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know if she's doing a Sunday basket, but she is listening.
Okay, that's so funny. Hello. Hi. Thank you for introducing Jennifer to the podcast. So tell me about the people who live in your house with you.
I'm married. My husband is Michael, and I have a daughter that's 16, Lydia, my one and only. And then we have one puppy that's a Havanese. Lola Chi Chi is her name.
She's my other baby. I wanted a Havanese when we went to the store and we found Hunter. Joey wanted a miniature Husky. I was like, I don't even know what that is. Like that probably
I had a Husky before, actually.
And so a Shiba Inu is like, it looks like a mini Husky. That's what Hunter is. And that's what he wanted. But I wanted a Havanese. So I had at the pet store, I had Joey was holding Hunter and Abby was playing with this Havanese. And I looked at Greg and I said, can we get them both? He was like, no, we cannot get them both. Thank you, Greg. So
he's a sweetheart.
Now we have Frank, who's a Chihuahua, which I often say he's available for adoption. Abby says he's not. Every time she gets overwhelmed, I'm like, well, you know, Frank. And she's like, no, we're keeping Frank. So far we're keeping Frank, but I reserve the right if I'm overwhelmed with the grandbaby that Frank will find a new home. But you know he's not going to. You know we're going to keep
him. Oh, no. I'm very attached.
But I love a Havanese. They're so cute and fluffy.
She's sweet. She's all white. And the reason we got her, our little street turned into Havanese Street. We had two neighbors that got Havanese and we just fell in love with them. So, and one is even from the same litter. So like on our whole street, it was like the Havanese party.
Do the dogs play together?
Oh yeah. Yeah. They love each other. Yeah. Now one sadly just moved away, but they will actually bring her over to the neighborhood.
For play dates?
She can visit. Yeah.
Dog play dates. That's where I am in my life. Exactly. Anyways. So your friend introduced you to the Organize 365 podcast. You were overwhelmed. So what did you decide to get organized first? Like what were you hoping for? What were you looking for?
Well, kind of what she turned me on to it for was really my house. She's actually a kind of a part-time decorator person. So she was trying to help me get my house organized. But what ended up happening, what I found and what I really needed was just a control of my life. You know, the Sunday basket, just capturing everything crazy that was in my brain and just getting all this productivity in a place where, I don't know, it just, and so I'm like, oh, okay. I got to dial this in. The house can come later, you know?
So you did the Sunday basket first.
Yes. I created my own and my cousin who that's a whole other story went all access. Like the day I told her about you and she's like, oh no, you have to get the real Sunday basket. Cause you get all the training. I'm like, well, what do you mean? What are you talking about? So finally I did. And I'm like, oh, I get it. So I kind of floundered 6 weeks on my own. I kind of got it. But then once I bought the real Sunday basket, I was like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I just got so much better and efficient at it.
And so what did you notice? Like I remember what I noticed when I did the Sunday basket the first time. So when you did it on your own, you saw some results, right? And then you,
yes.
Sunday basket and you saw more results, like just only from the Sunday basket, what did you notice that was different, like in your everyday life and in your week?
It was like how you say, it was a way to capture everything that comes at me. I mean, I had notes everywhere. I had sticky notes everywhere, but the index card is life-changing. I don't know what it is magical about the index card, but it's just different than the notes and the notepad. And I mean, like, I don't know. It just seemed to free up my brain. Like all the little things had a place to go instead of me going, oh, did I do that? Oh, did I do that? Well, I don't have to worry about it because it's in the Sunday basket. It will get done. I know where it is now. So just relieved a lot of stress.
And did you feel like you had more time?
Oh yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. And one thing I noticed, and I don't know if it's going to really fall into your question or not, but something that was really big for me with the Sunday basket is I have a lot of like older people in my family and people that I'm responsible for a lot, you know, like their bills and just a lot of stuff. And I was getting their stuff done first and having the Sunday basket, and I do it Monday mornings. I have it blocked out. Nothing happens except the Sunday basket during Monday morning once there's a fire. And so I found I was getting my stuff. I had to put my stuff first in order. I had to take care of my stuff so I could take care of everybody else. So that's really what was different for me. And I don't know if that would apply to other people or not, but it really helped me.
Yeah, I find it focuses me too. Like if I have a bunch of different projects going on or a bunch of things going on at work, then I will get home and I'll be like, well, what even needs to be done? Like I have an hour, like what can I even do? And then just going through the Sunday basket for me reminds me like, oh yeah, that's right. We have to sign up for Abby's birth classes. Like she needs new tires on her car. Like I forget those requests that have been made of me until I go through the Sunday basket. And then I'm like, okay, financially and time-wise, we can do that this week, or that's going to be next week, or we can make a plan.
I found since I was doing the real Sunday basket, you know, when I ordered it, it really fine-tuned things. And I'm finding in the last few weeks anyway, I've got a pocket of 15 minutes and I'm like, oh, what would I do? Well, I know where to go to find what to do. But before I don't even think I had that time before, you know, I don't remember having that time before. So now when I have that time, I know what to do.
So was the Sunday basket the first time that you noticed something that was organized that hadn't been organized before, or was it something else?
Well, it was a Sunday basket. And then I kind of spun immediately into creating binders for the people I take care of. So, or the ones I'm in charge of their affairs. So that's when I was like, oh, wow. My husband would say, I need da, 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 da. And before I'd be like, well, let me think about that. Is it in that file cabinet? Is it in that drawer? Have I, you know, I totally had no clue where anything was. And now I'm like, oh, I know right where that is. And I can produce it in like 2 minutes. That's never happened before.
And it's, I mean, there is a level of stress in taking care of other people because it's not you. Like, almost like if it's me, well, I can wing it, or I can guess, or I can like, you know, like, all right, well, how important is that? How urgent is it that I get that information back to you? I'll get it back to you later today or tomorrow. But when somebody's asking you information for someone you're taking care of or responsible for, then you're like, okay, well, I'm being asked this information right now. So it's very important that I have the correct answer and be able to give it in timely fashion. Cause you don't want to forget to do it. Like it's just a different level of the best way I could say it is like not a bad stress, but it is like you need to have it when it's asked for.
It's just a responsibility. Like you're just, you know, it's something that that you're in charge of. And if you can't, you know, do it quickly and efficiently, it's very stressful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Being able to find a paper when you want to find a paper is something that we found in our survey universally people desired to do and were failing to do on a regular basis. They're like, I have no idea where the papers are, but I really, really want to know. And when you know where a paper is and you could produce it in 2 minutes, like you just feel like a boss. Like,
oh, it's awesome.
Look at me. We should have a parade.
I'm impressing my husband all the time with it. He's like, whoa, you just knew exactly where that was.
I know. It's like a magic trick. And I'm going to pull this paper that you want out of my hat. So finding the paper, I'm sure that was awesome. Is there anything that has happened since you started on this organizing journey that you did not expect to happen?
Like good or bad?
Well, good and bad. Why don't you give us both?
Well, I think that what I didn't expect is like caring for my parents escalated. And I think like having the Sunday basket and stuff in place and a way to deal with everything and the binders and stuff like that really helped, because I just didn't expect that I would have, you know, a 911, so to speak, like almost every day, and your whole day is gone. Yeah. And although I'm happy to do it, you know, I love them and I want to take care of them, but then I'm like, okay, well, that day was gone. So how do I regroup the next day? And I know it's all there. Like I can come right back to it. But before, it would honestly send me in a tailspin, like, you know, oh, my week's gone, you know, or whatever. So it's like, I'm able to reset easier, I guess.
And I think it's a very real probability for most of us that we will end up in that situation. Like there will be a time in life sometime where you will be responsible for another adult for whatever reason. And it does, like, it turns your world upside down. No one gives you any extra time. No one pays your bills for you or does your work or anything you used to do before this. And just like you said, like you want to do it. Like you want to be available. You want to be the person that is there for your parents, who are there for you, you know, when you were growing up. But it is, for some reason, it catches us off guard. And there isn't a great way to systematize it, which is why I created these binders to begin with, because I was in the exact same situation with my dad. And it was, you know, 18 months of my life. And I enjoyed that time with him, and I enjoyed being able to care for him and being able to be responsible for those things and every extra minute that I got with him before he passed. But it was a lot on top of everything I was already doing. Yeah. I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, one of the things I heard for people who are coming to Embrace Remotely and are really excited that we still have Embrace Remotely this year is that they are in a caregiving season of life that is lasting for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And they don't have the possibility of leaving home because they are caring for someone who cannot care for themselves. So they aren't able to go to like an Embrace experience, even though they need it, because they literally can't leave where they are because of who they're caring for. Or like, I've rearranged my whole entire book tour because, you know, my daughter's having a baby and I need to be there for her. And so we rearrange our lives for the people that we help care for that are important to us. And it's just a rearranging.
Yeah. One thing I didn't know, and you kind of said it can be a years and years situation. My grandparents were kind of just, they lived a long time, and then, you know, they never really were sick very long. And so I didn't expect it to be as much as it was, I guess, but you know, nothing is ever as you expect. Some things are better, some things are worse.
Yeah. And as that caregiving goes on, you know, 6 months, a year, 18 months, 2 years, and on and on and on, it becomes, like, from what I've observed, especially if when you are a caregiver for someone else, you're not a parent of young children, it becomes very isolating, is what I've noticed for people who are adult caregivers and they don't have a lot of people living at home with them, that it becomes very isolating and not a burden, but it is an extended responsibility while you're also trying to care for yourself. It's hard. Mm-hmm. Like, being a long-term caregiver is very, very hard, very isolating.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
Yeah. Sure. So what positive has happened since you started this journey of getting organized that you did not expect to happen?
Well, like I said in my answer, I'm like a really information junkie. Like, I always am following this person, reading this book, you know, productivity, you know, I'm always wanting to read how to do something better. But I normally don't stick with them that long because I'm like, well, there's no way I can do that. I've already fallen off the wagon or whatever. And my cousin and I, because I've drug her along since day one. We text each other like, this podcast, oh, you have to listen to this one, or oh, did you hear this or whatever? And she and I are like, we think a lot alike, a lot in common, really good friends, close. And I'm like, this works. This actually works. So hope is really what I have, because I feel like this is doable. This is, my life doesn't have to be constant chaos for the next whatever amount of time. Like, it is manageable. It is doable. And I never felt that way with any, you know, system or person or book that I read before. Just, you know, I'd be like, forget it.
That is so exciting to me that you feel that it is doable. So you're listening to the podcast, you're doing the Sunday basket. What else are you doing to get organized and get more time?
I'm doing the 100-day program, and I have like a great plan of doing it during the week, but that never happens. So if I have a Saturday or Sunday that's free, I'm like the white tornado, and I do like as much as I can, like in one day. But here in about a week, my daughter will be out of school. So even though I still work, my schedule is a little more flexible. So I feel like I'm going to be able to do a lot more in the summer because I was able to do a lot over Christmas break. So I just kind of do it when I can. So yeah, I'm going through that. And then, you know, and sort of doing the binders and getting there.
Yeah. And that's how I do the 100-day also. Like I just last weekend, Abby and I spent 5 hours down in the basement, clearing everything out, getting ready for the baby. Like, where is everything going to go? Like putting up labels for when she has her baby showers and starts getting the baby stuff. Like, where is it going to go? Moving around some furniture. And then I won't do any, literally anything house related Sunday through Friday. I don't have time. And maybe it's my age. Like when I get home from work, like I'm done. Like can maybe watch TV and do a puzzle and take a bath and that's it. Again, but when I was younger, like I would come home, that's when I would start these household organizing projects. Mm-hmm. Like I don't do that anymore. Like,
no.
I'm like, nah, I can wait for the weekend. It'll be fine.
Oh yeah. And then like, I mean, I have a few years on you and I'm like that with sleep. I'm like, no, I cannot stay up late. I have to have a certain amount of sleep or I cannot function, you know?
I agree. And so I think I was getting like 7 or 8 hours of sleep and now I need like 8 or 9. I'm like, how in the world do I need more sleep now? This is ridiculous. And then I cannot remember what book or podcast I was listening to. And someone said, you know, we work so hard on being productive and optimizing everything. And they said, since the beginning of man, no one has ever figured out how to get by on less sleep and optimize or make sleep more productive. And I was like, yay. I mean, like that was the best news I had ever heard. Cause I thought, okay, great. And they said, whoever this person was said, so that should let you know, just block off the sleep in your calendar. You're not going to get it to be less. Like you need however much sleep you need. And I was like, great. I need 8 to 9 hours of sleep. That's how much sleep I need. You get the other hours to do whatever with, but this is how many hours of sleep I need. And also apparently now I didn't used to be this way, but I need a couple hours of like just scrolling Instagram, taking a bath, watching TV time. Like I used to be able to work a lot later and now I'm like, nope, can't do that either. So I have like, you
I know, have to wind. I have to wind down for a couple hours. I will run my teenager out of my room and say, you have to leave me alone. I love you, but you have to go away. Mom needs to chill out and go to sleep.
Yeah. I'm like 12 hours on, 12 hours off now. That's basically what it is. You give me 12 hours on, 12 hours off. And I think that's,
I love that.
We don't have, just because we get more time by being organized and productive doesn't mean we have to use that time for creating something big and new, which maybe some of you wouldn't believe that I would think that, but yeah, like 12 hours on, 12 hours off. That's what you get.
I like that.
What do you think you have more of now, Jennifer?
Well, definitely time. Like I'm finding little snippets of time, you know, that I didn't have before. So, and I'm just more positive than I was before. Like, I just feel like, I just feel like life is more manageable now. I mean, I'm probably repeating myself, but that's really the gist of it. Like, I just feel like there's a way to manage my home and my life and my work and it's all going to be okay, you know?
So what do you have less of?
Anxiety for sure. and clutter. Yeah. I mean, and clutter. I've had a long ways to go on the clutter. I'm actually sitting in my hot mess room, which is actually my hot mess basement, which is big. So this summer I'm hoping to deal with that. And my daughter's agreed to help me, but yeah. So yeah, I mean, definitely time and just, you know, just a positive attitude that this is all going to get done. It's all in good time. It's going to be okay. You know,
every time I hear people say, like, I expect people to have more time from getting organized because I mean, it's just math. Like if you have less things to pick up and you batch your tasks that you are currently doing, you're going to end up with more time. Like that's just math. But when you and other people in the audience keep saying that you have less anxiety, like That just makes my heart sing. I do not have anxiety. I felt anxiety a couple of times during the pandemic. It's awful. I do not know how people live with anxiety. Like my husband, my kids, even our dog, they all have anxiety. I'm like, I mean, it's a terrible feeling. And if something can alleviate that and reduce, like, that is amazing. That like a Sunday basket could reduce anxiety is just, I love knowing that that is the reality for so many people.
It is. And I've had a few moments in my life where I've had it before. Like when I was a new mom, I was terrible at the baby stage. I was an older mom or a few moments in college, but really when it really came all down on me is working full time, having a kid, husband, cooking dinner, laundry, and then you add in all the parent stuff, which was really all last fall. So it was perfect timing for finding you. Yeah, it just really hit me like a ton of bricks. I wasn't expecting it and I didn't think there was a way out of it, you know, and this is just a system of managing everything has really helped.
Yeah, because like you're not going to get rid of your husband, your job, your parents, your daughter. Like it's not like you can't declutter any of those responsibilities. Yeah. And I think that's the thing. Like I think the anxiety comes from not wanting to let any of those people or those obligations down, like maintaining your level of excellence, not perfection, but excellence while going through these new seasons that are a little bit more chaotic. So if a simple weekly system can help you take a step back, take a deep breath, organize everything so you can get more done in less time, like I'm so excited for you.
It's working. It's for sure working.
Yay. What do you wish you had known sooner?
Well, obviously you, but really, and this is something that my cousin and I have talked about quite a bit, is that you just can't do it all tomorrow. You know, like my cousin was like, okay, I'm going to do my whole house and the whole 100 days in December. And I was like, you can't do that. I'm telling you right now, that's not going to happen. And right. So she'd be like, okay, talk me down. You know, I can't, you know, I'm doing too much and I'm going to burn myself out. I'm like, I know, all in good time. Like you just, you know, so yeah. So probably just finding you in your systems. Maybe I wasn't ready for it then. So, right. You know,
perfect timing. Mm-hmm. You weren't overwhelmed and anxious before then either. So maybe what you had was totally working. At the end of the new book, Organization is a Learnable Skill, I have taken the liberty of rewriting the Bill Gates quote, which was, people underestimate what you can do in 10 years of business and overestimate what you can do in 1 year in business. And I say that most people underestimate what taking a full 365 days to focus on getting organized will do to transform the next 10 years of their lives. So give yourself a full 365 days to do the Sunday basket and the 100-day program. And it's amazing how much you can get done in 1 year, but you cannot get it done in 1 weekend or one. And I think that's why a lot of other things people try fail is because you try to take a week off of work and get it all done, or try to take a weekend and get everything caught up. And there are systems that need to be put into place in addition to the decluttering and organizing and changing the way of thinking and how you look at time and how you look at your house in the phase of life you're in. Like that takes some time for your brain and your actions and your habits to catch up to what you're actually doing. And at the end of that year, I mean, you are like well on your way to this new organized way of living and thinking in this phase of life that you're in.
True. It's like, you can't put the cart before the horse. It's just a layering system. Like you get better at this, then you're better at the next, then you're better at the next. And that's how it's been for me anyway.
Yeah. Definitely. It's just like school, like first grade leads to second, leads to third, leads to fourth. Like you just build on all of those skills that you have. So what advice would you leave with someone who is just now starting out? Like they've just found the podcast, they've listened to your story. What would you want to tell them, Jennifer? What did you want someone to tell you?
You don't have to like listen to every podcast in 1 weekend for the whole entire time you've been doing it. My cousin are like, we have to go back from the beginning. I'm like, come on. No, you can't do that.
Too many. They're too many.
So although they're great, just start. And it's just a little bit at a time, you know, for me, I would say podcast first, then Sunday basket, and just all in good time. It doesn't all have to happen immediately. Just go, just, you know, it's a snowball effect, you know?
Yes. And I do know a lot of people go back to episode one and they binge through all the podcasts. And I have done that on other people's podcasts as well. Now there are like 400 episodes. That's a lot of Lisa is all I have to say.
I do plan to go back. I still want to do that. And I will.
Maybe I'll be your summer friend in your ear all summer long.
Yes, exactly.
Your AirPods. But that's why we have the Thursday Throwback podcasts, because those are some of the older podcasts that are relevant for exactly this week in the year. Like there are just certain things that you're thinking about doing each week of the year. And I've determined what those are because I'm just weird that way. And I just serve those up to you. And then you're able to listen to those again.
They're perfect timing. I feel like they're spot on every time they come up. And I have to tell you, your book, the Julie Morgenstern, I listened to that episode today. And I was like totally crazy about her, read her book, bought her purses, like the whole, her plan, everything she had. So I was a huge, and I still am, I was a huge, huge fan of her. I was happy to hear that review.
Yeah. So on Mondays, I do a book review. You can go to our YouTube channel and see them all at once. And so the one that Jennifer's talking about is Julie Morgenstern, Organizing from the Inside Out. That was the first organizing book I ever read. And I read it multiple times. And so I reviewed that book on the podcast as well.
Me too. Me too.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us on the Organize 365 podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been awesome. Thanks.
Are you ready to share your transformational story with me and the rest of the Organize 365 community? We would love to hear it. Please go to organize365.com/Wednesday and fill out an application. I cannot wait to see your application in my email inbox.